الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله We praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode and program, we are going to be speaking about some of the signs of the Day of Judgment. It is my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly be tuned and locked to Madani Channel from the beginning to the end of today's episode and program. We have started and commenced with this program, Alhamdulillah, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And as per routine, we invoke blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla after we listen to the virtues of reciting Durood e Pak. Subhanallah, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a hadith, the person who recites 50 times Durood upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Such a person shall be honored to touch the blessed hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is for reciting just a 50 darood on a daily basis. Form the habit, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and make the time. How could one ever lose out on such an opportunity? May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to increase the love in our hearts for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla show us the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we are going to listen to a kalam in Naati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the name of this kalam is Madina Yaad Aya hai. The speciality of this kalam is that it's not recited by a single person. Rather, it is a group recitation of Naati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will see various Naat Khans of Da'wat Islami in this beautiful video. So yes, we are going to have that in a moment for you. And when we do return, we are going to be discussing the signs of the Day of Judgment. Stay with us till the end of the episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina, 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 Madina.
بس گیا ہے مدینہ حضور کا بے کس کا آسرا ہے، مدینہ حضور کا جب سے قدم پڑے ہیں رسالت مآب کے، جنت بنا ہوا ہے مدینہ حضور کا، پھر جا رہے ہیں اہل محبت کے قافلے، پھر یاد آ رہا ہے مدینہ حضور کا، آئی پھر یاد، آئی پھر یاد مدینے کی رلانے کے لیے دل جانے کے لیے، مدینہ افسوس بہت دور ہو گلزار نبی سے، کاش آئے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے، اے زائر طیبہ یہ دعا کر میرے حق میں، مجھ کو داغ فرقت طیبہ قلب مضمحل جاتا، کاش گنبد خضرا دیکھنے کو مل جاتا، فرقت مدینہ صدمے کوہ پر اگر پڑتے، کوہ بھی تو ہل جاتا،
مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، مدینہ یاد آیا ہے،
مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، فراق مدینہ میں دل غم زدہ ہے، جگر ٹکڑے ٹکڑے ہوا جا رہا ہے، رہوں بس اسی غم میں بے چین، سرور مقدر نے جو داغ فرقت دیا ہے، میرے دل کے ارماں رہے دل ہی دل میں، یہی غم میرے دل کو تڑپا رہا ہے،
یا رسول اللہ،
یا حبیب اللہ، میرا غم بھی تو دیکھو میں پڑا ہوں دور طیبہ سے، میرا غم سے سکون پائے گا، بس میرا دل مضطر مدینے میں، جو یوں مدینے جاتا تو کچھ اور بات ہوتی، کبھی لوٹ کر نہ آتا تو کچھ اور بات ہوتی۔ میں مدینے تو گیا بڑا شرف تھا، لیکن وہی دم جو ٹوٹ جاتا تو کچھ اور بات ہوتی۔ مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، مدینہ یاد آیا ہے،
بڑی امید ہے سرکار قدموں میں بلائیں گے، کرم کی جب نظر ہوگی مدینے
مدینے میں ہوا
غم کے ماروں کا، مکینے گنبدِ خضرا کو حال دل سنائیں گے۔ گر خوشی چاہیے تو مدینے چلو، زندگی چاہیے تو مدینے چلو، ساری مستی مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہے، ساری مستی مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہے، کیف سارے کا سارا مدینے میں ہے، دل بھی صدقے کیا تسکین پائے تو پائے کہاں، روح تسکین پائے تو پائے کہاں، جب کہ سب کچھ ہمارا مدینے میں ہے۔
مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، یا رسول اللہ کر دیکھ لو آیا، یا مدینے میں بلا کر دیکھ لو،
مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، مدینہ یاد آیا ہے، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madini channel, what a faith refreshing and enlightening, electrifying and rejuvenating kalam we have just heard now, dear viewers of Madini channel. سبحان اللہ. Pouring our love out to the city of Madinatul Munawwara simply because it is the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Duniya bhar mein there is no city in the entire world for whom so many poems have ever been composed. There is no city in the world that have been praised more than Madinatul Munawwara, simply because مدینہ اس لیے عطار، جان و دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے سرور مدینے میں، سبحان اللہ. So yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, we are going to be learning some beautiful points with relation to the Day of Judgment in today's episode and program. And we are going to be speaking about the ahadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertaining to this as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So yes, dear viewers, in the Holy Quran Pak, Almighty Allah azza wa jalla, firstly, before we even go there, right? Firstly, remember, the Day of Judgment has been disclosed to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aside from Allah azza wa jalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one knows exactly when will the Day of Judgment occur. However, the signs of the Day of Judgment that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, perhaps in the ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these signs are being apparent in this day and age. The signs which have been mentioned in the Quran Pak as well as in the blessed ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this indicates that the Day of Judgment is much more closer, for those signs have been apparent already, dear viewers of Madini channel. What are those signs? Have you seen those signs? Have I seen those signs? We are going to be talking about those signs which are closer to the Day of Judgment, to the end of times. Now firstly, let me draw your attention towards the Holy Quran Pak, for not one, not two, but there are several places in the Holy Quran Pak where Allah Azza wa Jalla has spoken about the Day of Judgment, the Day of Reckoning, the Day of Gathering, the Day of Difficult, the Day of Regret, Allahu Akbar, the Day of Weighing Your Deeds, the Day of Your Presence, the Day of Worry, the Day of Resurrecting from Your Graves, the Day of Promise, the Day of the Earthquake, when the earth will crumble and crush, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, various ways, various terminologies Allah Azza wa Jalla has used to describe the Day of Judgment. Frightening words, Yawmi Qaza, Yawmi Al-Wazn, Yawmi Mashhood, Yawmi Khizi, Yawmi Mahasaba, Allahu Akbar, Yawmi Hasarat, Yawmi Aqeem, Yawmi Hashr, Yawmi Ba'd, Yawmi Mi'ad. These are the various names that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak to describe the Day of Judgment, the Day of Accountability. Yes. Yawmi Hisab, the day of accountability. Yawmi Talaq, the day of meeting. All these various words and names gathered together is to instill fear in the hearts of the believers so that they be warned at all times. There is a fixed appointment with the Creator, which is known to be the Day of Reckoning, the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection, the Day of Meeting, the Day of Gathering. Allah Azza wa Jalla even says in the Holy Quran Pak, Yawmi Taghabun. Allahu Akbar, the day of loss. Yawmi Fasl, the day of judgment or separation and distinction. So, I just intended to draw your attention towards this fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak has described the day of judgment with various calling names to remind you and I that these are those things that will occur on the Day of Judgment. It is the day of gathering. It is an assembly. It is the day of resurrection. It is the day of hisab, accountability. The day of disgrace for many people. The day of punishment for many people. So, yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, now I want to present to you a very famous hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which has been mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hadrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam some of the signs of the Day of Judgment, and he said, a slave girl will give birth to her master, the barefoot, bare-bodied and destitute shepherds will compete with each other in constructing tall buildings. These are the signs of the day of judgment. Dear viewers of Madini channel, we have spoken about the aspect with relation to ilmi ghaib, about the ilmi ghaib of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We learn from this beautiful narration is the fact that we all are aware that Sayyidina Jibril Amin is created from light. جیسے کہ حدیث پاک میں سرکاری دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا صحیح المسلم میں that the Allah عز و جل has created angels from نور and light. یہ حدیث پاک کا مفہوم ہے. So we learn the teacher of the angels, and the angels are created from light and نور, but from this hadith we learn that he takes the form of a human. انسان کی صورت میں آپ زمین پر نمودار ہوتے ہیں. He appears on the land, on the earth, in the form of a human. تو جب جبریل امین بشر کا ایک فارم اختیار کر سکتے ہیں, when he can come into the form of a human being, تو ہمارا عقیدہ, and it is our belief that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from noor and light as well. And just as Jibril Amin, who descended on the earth in the form of a human, likewise our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though he is created from noor and light, Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent him onto this planet and universe in the form of noor, in the form of a human being as well. Allahu Akbar. And this has been proven in the Holy Quran Pak in Surah Al-Kahf, when Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Say you, O beloved, in apparent appearance, I am similar to you. I am like you. Revelation comes to me. Allahu Akbar. In apparent looks, in apparent human appearance, I am like you. But the difference is that Allah Azza wa Jalla sends wahi upon me. Revelation comes to me and not to you. Right? This is the difference. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said the first thing Allah Azza wa Jalla had created is the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla then created this entire universe. So, Jibril Amin, that could come in the form of a human being. If this is possible, then what's so difficult to believe that Rasulullah is also Noor and Light, and Allah Azza wa Jalla sent him to this planet in the form of a human. وہ ہر عالم کی رحمت ہے, کسی عالم میں رہ جاتے, یہ ان کی مہربانی ہے کہ یہ عالم پسند آیا. He has chosen this عالم and this universe, though he could have went to any planet that he had decided, or he had desired or wished to go. But you will find in various hadith, such as in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 1, page number 646, hadith number 1965, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, أَيُّكُمْ مِثْلِي, which one of you is like me? It is part of the belief that we do believe. We cannot deny and reject the human form of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is proven from the Holy Quran Pak, when he says, in apparent appearance, أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, I am like you. But he further says, وَحِي comes to me. So accepting this is part of belief. لیکن he is superior than all human beings. بلکہ اگر ہم یہ کہہ دیں, سبحان اللہ, تو بھی کافی نہیں ہے کہ even the humanness had the honor that the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had taken that form. Humanness itself has been proud and honored for the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had taken this form of a human being. اللہ اکبر. چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے, میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے. مولانا امجد علی اعظمی رحمت اللہ تعالی had also explained this, subhanallah, in the light of many احادیث, what are the signs that the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has given. وہ کون سے signs ہیں کہ سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم 1400 سال پہلے فرما چکے ہیں. یہ علم غیبی کی تو باتیں ہیں. If سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس یہ ان چیزوں کی خبر نہیں ہوتی, if he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم did not possess them, how did he give it? For example, knowledge will be lifted. That is to say, scholars of Islam will be taken away. When no Islamic scholars remain, the people out of compulsion will take ignorant people as their guides. Ignorant people will become the guides of many people, because why? The pious people are all gone. The trustworthy people, ulama-i rabbaneen, are gone. The scholars who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, the scholars of knowledge and ilm, when they were alive physically on the face of this earth, they were taunted, they were pelted, they were accused. People never used to like them, but they were the people of knowledge. Oh, we do acknowledge them, but we abstain from their company, we resist from their company, we don't like learning from them, we don't make the time to seek knowledge from them. And once they are gone and they have left this dunya, jab aise hazrat, itne bade bade hazrat, jab dunya se phir tashreef le jate hain, phir hum afsos karte hain, phir unke mazar pe ja karke hum din raat fatiha khani kar rahe hote hain. The reason for this is because of lack of knowledge. Because when they were alive, bahaya jab the, yani zahiri taur se, when they were physically, apparently, you know, before us, we never take advantage of the situation. And now that they are no more living in physically form, in a physical form, and then we begin to, you know, learn from them, then we start quoting them, then we reading their books. So this is the opportunity we should get. And this is the opportunity we do have on hand right now, because they are true scholars of Islam whom we need to know about, we need to learn from, we need to read their books, we need to increase our ilm and knowledge about Islam. Look at these examples. Rasulullah said in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 1, they will ask them religious questions and they will give legal verdicts without knowledge. Such ignorant people will give legal verdicts without any knowledge and ilm. They will be misguided themselves and they will misguide others as well. Ye Sahih al-Bukhari volume number 1 ki hadith hai. Allahu Akbar. So this is not any point I'm making from myself. It is actually factual evidence that's before us right now, right at this time, throughout the globe, we are facing this problem, dear viewers of Madini Channel. And then the Holy Rasulullah says in Sahih al-Bukhari again, there will be few men and more women, to such an extent that one man will have 50 female dependents from amongst the signs of judgment. This is also before our eyes. In Sahih al-Muslim, Rasulullah said there will be an abundance of wealth. Abundance of wealth, the riches of this dunya has entered into the hearts of many such greedy people that they have been chasing this dunya. They're on the top list of being the richest people in the world. Rasulullah said in Tirmizi Sharif, he says, holding on to the religion will be difficult as holding on to coal. Aap zara soche, how difficult it is right now to be steadfast, to not speak lies, to not cheat, to not deceive. People have changed their religions. People have left Islam. Some people compromise with Islam so much. Allahu Akbar. So these are from among the signs of Qiyamah. In Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah says, paying zakat will become so difficult for the people that it will be considered like a fine. Jaise kisko aap chalan de rahe na chalan. When you are speeding and going and the authorities stop you for speeding on the road and you get a fine for that, how difficult it feels at that moment. I am being fined for overspeeding, or I am being fined for some jurum and some crime I have done. Likewise, dear viewers, jab zakat dene ki bari aati to aisa lagta ki chalan bhar rahe hain. Ek aisa waqt aayega bhari dil ke sath Allah ki riza ke liye agar hum yu amal karte rahenge to kis tarah hum jannat hasil karenge. How will we ever attain the qurb and closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla? These are those baat. Aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala, jab na khudai chupa tum pe karodon durud. The one who's being questioned does not know more than the one who is asking. Ab ye aap ye bataen, sochein ki ye sab baatein hone wali hain, abhi hua hi nahi tha, hone wale hain. It is to come, it will occur. Do you find these signs happening before your eyes, dear viewers? Just know the hour and the final moment and the day, the doomsday is right here, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Tamam signs aa chuke hain, humne to kafi choda hai bhi hai. Many we have left. In other ahadith, in Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah said the people will curse the previous generations and speak bad of them. In Sahih al-Muslim, he says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the disgraced people who had no clothes, no shoes, will take pride in tall buildings. Once upon a time, they were nothing. They were begging on the streets perhaps. But today, they own tall, tall buildings. Hame bhi pata hai ki wo banda pala bande bheek mangte the sadak pe, on the streets. Don't you see on the internet? Don't you see in the papers, in the media at times? Once upon a time, they will be begging and asking from people, mang mang karke. They will be eating and surviving. Like an arch today, they own buildings themselves. This is also from amongst the signs of Qiyamah. Qiyamat ki nishaniyon mein se ek nishani hai. Now you open the Quran Pak. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak, and He regards the splitting of the moon to be as the final hour, or closer to the final hour. He Azza wa Jalla has said in Surah Qamar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. The day of judgment came near, and the moon has split. Allahu Akbar. Okay, now this is regarding that mu'ajiza of Rasulullah ﷺ when he split the moon in two halves with his finger. Allahu Akbar. And this was for demonstrating a miracle so that those people that demanded this miracle could be satisfied. And once they see this, they will accept Islam and Iman. For they had believed that if this was black magic, it does not work on the skies. For black magic apparently only works on the earth. So when they demanded this type of a miracle, it was not impossible for the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because this was the toy of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ye to sarkar ke khilone, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hadrat says, Chand jhuk jata jidhar, ungli uthate mahad mein, kya hi chalta tha isharo par khilona noor ka. Aur aage ye bhi kaha, ye bhi farmaya gaya, khelte the chand se bachpan mein aqa isliye, khelte the chand se bachpan mein aqa isliye ki wo sarapa noor the, ye tha khilona noor ka. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the amazing part about this is that subhanallah, aside from this, that the Holy Rasul ﷺ split the moon in two halves, and he even joined the moon for two halves. Ikhtiyar unhe diya gaya. This is the ikhtiyar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But nonetheless, dear viewers, in this verse, the time has come closer, the day of judgment has come closer, for the moon has split. This has been mentioned 14 centuries ago. 1400 saal se zyada time guzar chuka hai. Kitna qareeb hum aa chuke honge, and we are still lingering around, and we are still, you know, we still imagine and believe that we are still young, and we are still healthy, and we still have a lot to accomplish in this dunya. Aur hame koi kuch hamara koi kuch bigad nahi sakta. The way we live our lives seems as if we are going to live forever. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the signs of the day of judgment are so apparent. Aaj maaye jin bachcho ko jan rahi hain, those children that are being born are so disrespectful to their parents. It seems as if aulaad, bachche apne maa-baap ko ghulamon ki tarah treat karte hain. They are treating their parents like slaves. Ab bachche maa-baap ko chala rahe hote hain, maa-baap bachcho ko nahi chala rahe hote. It seems as if the children are nourishing and growing their parents, and the parents aren't doing this for their children. Bilkul opposite mahol ho chuka hai. The hukum and the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to respecting parents, for being kind with them, not saying uff to them, not mistreating them, ill-treating them, being affectionate and kind towards them is lost, dear viewers of Madani channel. So it's a very sad reality to see in our society how parents are treated, how parents are ill-treated. They are thrown in the old age homes. They are in the old age, ya salam, ya salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla, hamari gunahon ko maaf farmaye apne habib ke sadqe mein. Money is not all, dear viewers. We have seen people with degrees who have done a lot of injustice and zulm upon their parents. And in such state, their parents have even passed away. What face will such children and awlad show to their creator on the day of judgment? From amongst the signs of judgment is salah. Salah is being missed. Allahu Akbar. Look at the people, how happily we miss salah, how easily we miss our namaz in salah. There's laziness in salah, there's no concentration in salah. Some people proudly say, at least I read four salahs a day. Some say, at least I read my qaza before going to bed. It's as if people are doing a favor to the Creator. It seems as if we are doing the favor to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ala ya'abu billah, ma'ad Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is not in need of our salah and our namaz. We are in need of this, dear viewers of Madani channel. From amongst the signs of Jannah, majority of the people have actually left salah. Majority of the people actually are lazy in salah. It's a sad reality. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا. So after them in their place came those unworthy successors who must salah and pursue their lust. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So they will therefore soon encounter the jungle of ghay in hell, a dreadful valley in the hellfire. Now, because time is very limited, dear viewers, focus on this ayah. Allah Pak says, so after them came those unworthy successors. After our forefathers came those unworthy successors who missed salah. Unworthy successors who missed salah. And we would only follow and motivated and persuaded our lusts, our desires. And therefore, soon Allah promises this, they will encounter the jungle of ghay. Now what is ghay in the hadith? It had been explained, it is the darkest and the most deepest portion of Jahannam. It is like a well of Jahannam which is so deep. And it is for those people who are sinners, who miss their salah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, كُلَّمَا خَبَدْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Whenever it will about to extinguish, we will intensify the flames. Allah Azza wa Jalla will increase the flames. And what is, how will the flames be increased? It is due to the flesh of human that will increase this flesh, this fire of the day of judgment. Dear viewers, one of the points is that salah is so important, and missing salah is one of the signs of judgment. Everyone who misses his salah, who's lazy in salah, who doesn't go for jamaat, some people happily say, chalo inshallah azza wa jalla, jume se shuru kar lenge. Kuch log ye kehte, chalo Eid al-Fitr aane wali hai, pehle se shuru kar lenge. Kuch ye kehte, Eid al-Adha ke baad karenge. In other words, it seems as if they are actually announcing their sins to say, not today, not tomorrow, but from next week I will start. So from now till next week, I would disobey Almighty Allah azza wa jalla because I only intend to start after next week Friday. They announce their gunah and sin by telling people that I want to still disobey Allah for another 1 week more to come. Or another month to come, or a year to come. And such people, when that Eid comes to, they still don't repent. And they are still the same. Jumay ke guzar jane ke baad bhi wahi hote hain. To kya fayda hua? We only pursued our lusts, our desires. We followed our desires. Usi ki peeche hum bhaagte phire. Nafs ke peeche to humne buildinge khadi ki. Khoob paise jama kiye. Isi nafs ke peeche hum bhaage. To bade bade businesses bana diye. Isi nafs ko humne follow kiye. So hum isi raste pe chalte chalte jahannam hi pahunch jayenge. This is what this rasta will take us to the hellfire, to the valley of ghay. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They missed their salah and they were unworthy successes. So this is another point to mention, dear viewers of Madini channel. People will break family ties and relatives with each other. Family ties nahi rahega. Aage badhte hain, sins will be widespread. The Holy Quran will be decorated with gold and silver. Shelves mein gharo ke andar rakhe hain, lekin padhne ki taufeeq nahi hai. Men will imitate women. That is also happening. A person will disobey his father and treat his friends kindly. Ye bhi ho raha hai. Female singers will be abundant. These are some of the signs that will occur, dear viewers of Madini channel. Sins will be widespread. The Holy Quran Pak is there, but nobody will be reciting it. Look at these, dear viewers of Madini channel. Ponder and reflect over them and think for yourself, am I from amongst those who have the Quran in my house? Lekin padhne ki taufeeq nahi hoti siwai Ramadan Mubarak mein. I have a musalla in my house, but the musalla is folded and kept one side very nicely. I don't have the ability and taufeeq to pick up the musalla, put it on the floor and read my salah. I have all the time in the world to be on the phone for hours and talk stories on the phone for hours and stand and talk. But even once a week I had to go to the masjid, I will sit and read my namaz. But I can stand out there. I can do a lot of things comfortably. I can do a lot of exercises. I can go to the gym. I have time to pick up weights. I have time to go and, you know, spend money behind all this stuff here. But I don't have the ability and the strength to pick up few grams of blanket in the morning and go and read your Salatul Fajr. These are from among the signs of Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins, make us better Muslims. For all those who just watched Madini channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you, viewers of Madini channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy for you. We say shukran to you. And we will be back with another episode of this program on your TV channel, on your Madini channel. Pray for us and pray for the Ummah at large. Until then, stay good, be good, and do good. Yes, we remind you our maqsad and mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, and it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.